Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 67 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 68 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 63 degrees.
TFM Mobile.
Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 63 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 61 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 65 degrees.
WATPT.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 69 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 72 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor, standing by.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. 79 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 83 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. sunny. 83 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 85 degrees.
Oh yeah. Say what? Well, your audio's a little light, and you're not quite making it. You're a little sketchy, so that's... The noise is competing with your audio level. So, heck of a try.
Yeah, I'm on 5 watts. It's upstairs in the bedroom, probably not so great.
Well, I made out 5 watts in the bedroom, so there's that.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 85 degrees.
This is N8MJN Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Mostly sunny. 86 degrees.
W8FU.
W8FU. KF8AYL. How you doing this afternoon?
Oh, not too bad. Just out making some errands, running around. Amazon return, get the car washed, make a couple of stops at places I don't normally stop at. Because the Amazon return is in at that location. You know, now I'm just on my way home with the goodies. I was over on the other service talking to Bob for a hot minute. Thought I'd get over here and stir up the electrons on the Tammy side of the house.
Yeah, I think I heard you over there for a brief second, but I kind of turned that off the last couple of days, or I don't know, somebody's chunking it to death or something.
Yeah, there's a great deal of them that are very, very good ops and very irresponsible. You know, they carry a little baggage with them, you know, from 11, but for the most part, very courteous and nice and polite, and they, you know, they learn quick. But you got this one group, they got this chip on their shoulder, and it's like, you know, they're going to come in with all the garbage, all the baggage, and by golly, you're not going to suggest otherwise to them, so. Oh, well, what you going to do?
Yeah, I hear you. It is what it is. It is what it is. I got my tenant's toilet all fixed up. Had to dig down, excavate below the stupid slab, and find some clean pipe to grab onto to rebuild it back up to the floor height, re-cement it all back in. Yeah, that was a real fun job. Just what I wanted to do on Wednesday.
Holy moly. Man, that's a lot of work. You figure out how in God's name they did that?
Well, I replaced the toilet like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, something like that. And that flange was already busted from whoever originally installed it. And I used one of those flange repair sleeves.
which I don't quite remember the details, but I remember thinking to myself, this really isn't that strong. You know, you can't put too much weirdness on the toilet at weird angles or whatever. You know, with these tenants, you know, the wife is of larger size, and I think over time it just worked loose, and the guy tried to replace it himself and cut the pipe into the 90 down too low. So you can't fix that. You gotta go down lower and find some clean pipe you can get a fitting out.
All right, well, that makes more sense that now that you mention you did a repair some time ago that you didn't think was going to hold up, so, and then the cobbled attempt at repairing it. But at least there's an explanation. That's the part that puzzled me is, how in the hell did this break? But you, seems like you know why. Oh, well, sounds like you did it right this time and you won't have to go back and visit it again anytime soon. I've got a problem I've got to address in my bathroom, but it's gonna be a major renovation of the entire bath. You know, I just know it. There's just, you know, if I'm gonna do this, then I might as well do that. And if I'm gonna do that, I got to do this. And it's just like, you know, there's just no point in not renovating the whole thing. So I got that. I'm looking forward to some other stuff too, but. Oh, well, what you going to do, you know? I've been avoiding it. I have, like, zero debt, you know, right now, and I've just been basking in that a little while before I go get myself all ran up in debt again for all these projects I got to do.
Well, zero debt, you should be actually rich because you're not paying all that interest on that debt. That's what I was told when I paid off a house a few years back. I'm like, oh yeah, I feel rich. Like, what? No, I'm sorry, I don't feel that way for some reason.
Yeah, well, you know, when I say I paid off all my debt, I still have a car payment and, you know, whatnot, a couple of odds and ends, but, you know, for the most part, yeah, it's a nice feeling, but it only lasts so long. I remember where I was when my wife's father passed away, we got his van, and even though it was a little bit older, I forget what year it was, and the van was already, it was a minivan, and it was already, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old, I forget how old it was, but it was, you know, the guy, he never drove it, so it had, like, no miles on it. So, like, we get this Chrysler minivan with, like, you know, I think it was a 99 Chrysler minivan with, like, 12,000 miles on it, and it was great because, you know, I was just coming up on the end of a lease, and so I had that. And, oh, man, for about a year and a half, 2 years, I really enjoyed not having a car payment. You know, I was like, this is nice, and having a car that had almost, even if I was older, had no miles. And then I take the thing, we went to the hospital downtown in Detroit, the big Henry Ford main campus. I parked it in valet, and they stole it from valet, and I'm like, son of a jack.
Yeah. Yeah, the good old city. Vehicles getting stolen. My daughter's car has been broken through twice down in Columbus, where she's at Ohio State there. They tried the Kia Challenge, where you can use some USB cable with some crap to try to jack the ignition, but the guy didn't figure out how to do that and just jacked up the whole steering column that had to be all replaced.
Yeah, well, that's just another example of, you know, the simpleton lowlifes that are among us. And, you know, you're always going to have them. And you got to make a decision whether you want to take care of them or whether you want to shield yourself from them. And, you know, it's like it's a tough call. It's like you can't kill them all for petty crimes. So what are you going to do with them? But we're getting philosophical now. I got to go. I get home with some frozen goods, and I got to get them in the freezer. Good talking to you, Ken. We'll talk to you a little later. WRUU850.
Good, Ken. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon. Stay 80 well.
UHF hub, disconnected. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Sunny, 86 degrees. Node 410071 disconnected. Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny, 84 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny, 84 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear, 80 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 74 degrees.
QST, 6 meters is open well. Aim your antennas west. 6 meters is open. K8DB.
Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 73 degrees.
I'm holding out for 7 meters.